Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Starting today, Massachusetts residents 75 and older can schedule appointments for a COVID-19 vaccine. Or can they?
I'm trying very hard not to lose patients.
So that's Elaine Solomon. Elaine lives in senior housing in Northborough, and we spoke with her earlier today. She told us that trying to get an appointment through the state's website has been impossible.
Not only are there no appointments, I'm not eligible. Choose type of appointment, healthcare professional. That's the only thing that comes up. Where are the appointments? There's nothing there. I found that really frustrating.
And you can hear it in her voice there, among others who are frustrated, State Senator Harriet Chandler, who tweeted that she personally has struggled to navigate the system and called the website, quote, simply ineffective, unquote. Well, the problems are on the radar screen of AARP of Massachusetts, which is calling on Governor Baker to make the process simpler, including a 1-800 number for folks without easy internet access. Mike Festa is the AARP Massachusetts State Director. He joins us now. Mike, welcome to Radio Boston.
Appreciate being on.
So I suspect that you are hearing lots of people like Elaine Solomon today.
We certainly are. I must say that this has been a reaction that even we didn't anticipate. It's been hundreds of phone calls, emails, comments on our Facebook. We have our own website. A universal concern that's reflected in the interview you just heard, and I would just add to that. What we're trying to, we recognize, let's just state what is obvious. This is a big undertaking for any government to do. We know that there's been a lot of ground up infrastructure to put together. There's all kinds of things that are implicated in how to do this effectively. But in the end, really what's going on that's most difficult to accept is the fact that there is a whole swath of population, certainly population in this cohort of 65 plus. And as you know, the governor recently moved priority of 65 up before it was lower. And so they're pretty much in that same target for the vaccines. But the simple truth is that with that having been done, we're left with the fact that many, many people have no access to internet at all. Some of them are not comfortable working internet, even if they are on it. And then I think the specific experience with this website, I think as an experienced person getting on this website, you're not going to find it unhelpful. But for the average person who's on that website for a very simple reason, I want to get a vaccine. Where do I go? What day? And how do I make the appointment? That's why they're on this website. And it should be very easy to navigate to get those answered. That lacks, and then the combination of the point you made, which is about the phone, which I'm happy to talk more about.
Yeah. So, Mike, I do want to clarify for our listeners, just so they're clear. Right now, February 1st, the beginning of phase two, age 75 and older can start receiving vaccinations.
That is correct. So let's be clear.
And then 65 and older comes later in phase two.
Yes, but right after 75, and that's actually a change from what had been the case. But yes, let's just talk about those 75 plus.
So let's hear a little bit from Governor Baker. He was on the defense in a press conference today, and here's what he had to say about helping older residents get appointments.
In addition to the website, our administration is working to create additional resources for residents to utilize to book their appointments and is working with other public and private organizations that support our seniors across the Commonwealth. In the meantime, we would certainly urge family members and friends to help support older residents, help them book their appointments through that website if you can get that done for them.
So asking family members to kind of help fill the gaps, is that appropriate? And what do you want to see the administration do?
Well, I'm not going to say it's cringeworthy, but you have to admit it's a little bit of a tough message to tell people who are really anxious already about getting this vaccine. They're worried. They know friends and family and neighbors who actually have died. We got to remind ourselves that people 75 plus are in the bullseye of the most likely ones to be seriously impaired or die from this virus. So with all that emotion, I think the problem is that with all due respect to the governor, we certainly agree. I mean, we've been working behind the scenes with the administration on this very issue. But here's the problem. As we speak today, there is no way someone can pick up the phone and talk to a live person as an alternative to using a website and navigating, whether you have a daughter who's happy to help you or the, you know, the proverbial teenager that's better at this than anybody. That's not a perfect solution. So I would have to say right off the bat, yes, obviously these are anxious times that require some creativity and some assistance of family. It's not inappropriate, but is certainly not a complete solution. We think that live conversation is what a lot of our members at AARP and frankly, people 75 plus are comfortable with. And we also have to say that there is a whole host of folks either without internet access because of broadband, because they can't afford the internet. There are communities of color and other populations of people who are unable to afford, you know, internet, let alone use it. So these dynamics compel, I think, an appropriate response by the government to say, you know what, we're going to make sure there's infrastructure in place that allows folks to call and to help them do what everybody agrees is essential, which is get them that vaccine as soon as they're eligible.
And are other New England states doing that? Is there precedent for that around us?
Absolutely. In fact, it's an interesting point to be made. In Vermont, the brave state of Vermont of 750,000 people, they've got 500 live persons answering the phone to help people do this very thing. In New Hampshire, the number's 400. In Massachusetts, it's zero. And we at AARP are looking forward to sending a postcard to actually our 760,000 members as soon as we can tell them that in addition to going to either our website, which is also being refreshed every day to give them guidance, and then, of course, the government website we're talking about, but also, most important, to give them a phone number. We're not going to put that postcard out until there's a phone number because we know our members. And I think it's important for government always to understand where people are coming from, not how we think we should do it, but how they know as individuals using common sense is the way they do their work, do their business, and in this case, get a vaccine.
So, Mike, I want to go back to something you said a couple of minutes ago. You said we've been working behind the scenes on this with the administration. I think that is the question. We've known for months that the vaccine has been in development. Have organizations like AARP been working on planning for this rollout with the Baker administration? And do you know if the Baker administration was working on it with anyone else?
I do know that there is a vaccine advisory council or commission,
right?
Council, I believe it was, that was put together. AARP was not part of that council. We were not asked to join that council. And, you know, I take no offense to that, but the simple truth is that the behind the scenes I'm referring to is a very recent vintage. And that is in the last 10 days when it first became apparent that they were only going to rely on the website to allow people to get their vaccine arranged. In addition to that, our initial efforts as an organization and my staff and myself talking to members of the Executive Office of Elder Affairs and Health and Human Services was to raise the concern around not having 65 plus people higher in the priority list. That was resolved last week. This other issue became very apparent. And what I would say is this, I mean, the people we talk with, we have the greatest respect for. They're good, decent, and they certainly want the same thing we want. However, the results speak for themselves. We don't have a phone number to call. People are really in a frustrating situation, not only because right as we speak, as the lady from Northborough said, you know, it's hard to get through. And then we're knowing that a lot of these sites are already filled up for completely or for weeks in advance. So it's a rollout that has major concerns for us as an organization, and we want to and continue to stand ready to constructively engage. As I say, when the time comes, if we have a number, 760,000 AARP members anyway are going to get that information. And I think your you know, what you're doing on the radio, what other media is doing and other organizations are doing, is to promote that accessibility. But it's an incomplete solution at the moment. That's why we're urging the governor to make this a very high priority, because otherwise the barriers to getting full vaccination the way we want, certainly in this cohort of age, is just not going to be met.
All right. That is Mike Festa, the AARP Massachusetts State Director. Mike, thanks for joining us. We'll continue to keep
an eye on this. You're welcome. Thank you very much.
All right. Before we go to break, our phones were open and we had a caller who wanted to call in and tell us their experience with registering today. So Jamie's on the line from Watertown. Jamie, go ahead.
Yep. I will keep it pretty brief. My son's in the back. But my 80-year-old father-in-law, we were able to get him an appointment, but we've been trying since midnight. And ultimately, it was a tip I found on Reddit to look at a specific site on the map that had some openings. So it was a very difficult process, even for people who are tech savvy. And I wish there was an option for people who aren't very good with the internet or who would prefer to make a call, honestly.
And Jamie, were you able to get an appointment soon and close to home?
Not close to home, but next week. Yeah. So we'll have to find a way to get him out into Western Mass safely.
All right. Well, Jamie, I'm glad you got an appointment and thanks for calling and sharing your story. I appreciate it.